Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to I've Set the Core Parsnips with me, Bob, and where were you, Andrew?
Andrew Dawson.
God,
it sounds mad when you put it like that, doesn't it?
So I got a new theme tune, Andy.
Have you?
Yeah, right. A Parsnips theme tune. So hit it, as it were. I got that parsnips feeling, I'm dancing on the ceiling. I love that parsnips feeling, it gets my back fat steaming. What do you think?
Is that it?
No, I've got a bit more.
Oh,
there's a bridge there. Welcome everyone to I Thought It Were Parsnips. It's shit hot. I got that parsnips feeling. I'm dancing on the ceiling. I love that parsnips feeling. It gets me back fat steaming. Welcome, everybody. You can turn that off, Andy.
I'm going to fade the music.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, that went well.
I don't think you thought it did go well. I think you're laughing at me.
I'm not. I'm laughing with you.
Yeah?
I'm always laughing with you.
What's never that T-shirt? It's a terrible green. God, a pale man like you, Andy, don't suit green. Expo 1000.
No, it's Mexico 86.
Why are you wearing that? To pretend you were there or to make people think you like retro stuff?
I literally just dug it out of my wardrobe. It was the first thing I grabbed hold of. I thought, what colour should I try and impress him with today? Because he didn't like white the other week. He said I looked like I was wearing a surgical apron. I thought, it'll be different. Do you not like it?
I don't like the colour on you, Andrew, no.
Right, well, I'm not going anywhere in it. Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah, but it's suitable for you. But I've got to look at it, haven't I, down my little vision, my little screen.
Pipe.
Yeah. I've done a John Cooper lockdown, Andrew. Do you like starting with them?
Why not? Go on.
Okay.
Then.
So, John Cooper lockdown. He's kindly sent us one in. Here goes. I don't know what to do all day. My mind is dusty. My limbs have turned rusty. I've got nothing left that I want to say. I take a hammer to me sheets because they've gone all crusty. I can't get me arse off this sweaty settee. I'm watching Grand Designs, then QVC. The bloke next door is revving his strimmer. My son's upstairs having cereal for his dinner. I pop outside to sit in the sun, but the kids next door are screaming at their mum. A fly lands on me Kipling tart. Warmest day of the year, but not in my yard. Thank you, Town Hall, for all your outreach services.
Is that it?
Do you like it? She laughing at it.
It was good. It was good in a way that it was very internalised and it was about his life and his feelings and his environment. But then he gave a nod to the town hall for all our outreach services at the end.
You know, we're clapping for NHS and that, but think of the leaflets, pamphlets, information services, all made by the local town hall.
Including the alderman.
The alderman. Robert, have you got the corona, Robert?
Have you got the symptoms, Robert? Would you like me to come round and take your temperature, Robert?
Oh, yeah, I'd love you to.
Imagine that, if you're lucky.
I've just done a test, Andrew. You know, antibody test. Just done it.
Just the antibody one.
You might be able to see. Can you see my finger?
Yeah.
No, you probably can't. Well, you have to stab it and let the blood drip into a little vial.
Right.
Vial, and then you send it off through the postal service.
How did you get access to an antibody test? Through the Showbiz Centre?
No, they're 50 quid.
Whoa.
I mean, you know, it's
high roller.
Well, I thought it was, there's like, you can get them for 350, you know, there's people ripping, you know, rip-offs, but I thought 50 quid to find out if I'd had it would be just about worth it.
Hey, we've had some questions in from the parsnippers.
The bastards.
Look at a couple of them. I know, the fucking impudence of it. Peter Connor, he says, I'm a bald gentleman, but recently wore the very lifelike wig as part of a fancy dress family quiz on Zoom. Lots of people doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it acceptable to return to work wearing said wig and tell people I've had a hair transplant or that my hair's grown back? For reference, it's a dark-haired, shoulder-length wig which I plan to turn into a Paul McCartney-style mop top. Oh, he's going to cut it then. He's going to cut it before he wears it back to work. Can you do that, do you think, after this? Can you reinvent yourself? Pretend you've got hair where previously you didn't?
I mean, you won't get away with it, but it seems to me the tide's turned these days. You know, like, men are allowed to do hair stuff. I'm not going to, but I think I could if I wanted to. You know,
what would you do?
I would do a Joe Exotic.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My son's got one. I'm pretty jealous of it.
Has he?
Yeah, he's bleached it up and everything.
Has he? Has he got like the sort of party going on at the back as well?
Oh yeah, it's all done, man.
The whole deal.
Yeah. In fact,
was he creating it before Tiger King?
Well, he's really, you know, like young teenagers are, he's really fucked off because he's had it for about a year and a half.
Oh, right.
And like, yeah. And yeah, now all he gets is Joe Exotic, you know, but like, it's his thing.
Yeah.
You know, he went through the hard times when he first got it.
Yeah.
You know, if this chap, it's Pete Connor, isn't it?
Yeah.
If he wants to do it, he should do it. But, you know, it might be worth putting some highlights in and going Joe Exotic.
Who, me?
No, the fella who asked the question, Pete Connor.
All right, yeah. Well, it's shoulder length, so yeah, he could easily turn into a Joe Exotic instead of a Paul McCartney-style mop top. That's not very modern, is it? Anyway, that's the end of that.
Well, you introduced the questions. Off you go.
I introduced it, and I've ended it.
No, there's someone wanted to know what they're going to call a bar, innit?
I'll get into that.
All right.
It's from Jazzbox, and he says, we've just finished building our shed bar in the garden and would like to buy a name for it if you've got any currently available. Well, Jazzbox, I can't think of a better name than that, really.
I'm not saying it's better, Andy, but I would call it Chimps because I'm a bit primatey at the moment after the recent series, you know.
Yeah, it's been great, hasn't it? Apart from the bit in the third episode where they start talking about drones for a bit.
Yeah.
That was weird. A drone isn't a primate. I'm not stupid. Go on.
Charlie Borwell, he's got a question, hasn't he?
Has he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you prompting me to read it out? Is that what you're doing?
I haven't got them, have they? They were sent to you.
Well, how do you know Charlie Borwell's name then? You memorised it.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Charlie Borwell, I've been spicing up my lockdown trips up the Asda by buying a different budget sliced meat every week. Garlic sausage has been a particular treat. What is Andy's dog shit value meat of choice? Corned beef.
Really?
Corned beef. You can't beat corned beef. I've been having corned beef toasties.
Do you think corned beef comes into the dog shit category? I think it's a beautiful meat.
Yeah, well, it is. It's a great meat, but it's cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not what dog shit, is it? Hazlitt's dog shit, although sliced Hazlitt, round slices with a teddy bear in the middle.
Hazlitt's got dust in it, sawdust, isn't
is
it?
Is that true?
I think so. 75% sawdust.
I just thought it was called Donner meat. The cheap meat I like, and I occasionally crave, is, you know, that sort of curved Matteson sausage, quite a big lad, and it's horseshoe-shaped.
Yeah, yeah.
I like one of them. Keep it cold out your fridge, grasp it really hard, and, like, gnaw on it, like Henry VIII or something, you know? It makes you feel really powerful.
That's the one that comes in the vacuum-sealed packet, doesn't it? So you know that it hasn't been tainted by anything.
Because, you know, as soon as it hits oxygen, all sorts of shite is going to come out of it.
It starts to react to the atmosphere. All right, we'll do a couple more questions later on. The full version of this episode is only available to our Club Parsnips subscribers on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/athleticomints to find out more. You get a complete bonus episode every month and lots of other great stuff. And there are no adverts in any of the episodes. The adverts like this, for example. You can also go to athleticomints.com/parsnips for all the information about how it works.
Andy.
Yeah.
Extraordinary news, right?
Yes.
And it's all thanks to those lads at Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Oh,
I've got to be
God
honest.
God bless them.
So what's happened? I'll tell you what's happened. I asked them to install some spyware. I took a chance. Said, can you get some spyware for me onto Adrian Lewis's computer?
Oh, you know, they could.
They're good lads at IRP, yeah. Good
dangerous, level of, lethal.
Good level of banter you get from them, Andy, you know.
Yeah.
Have a chat about music and footy and that.
Would you trust them?
I do trust them. I'll tell you why I trust them. The two brothers, Gary and Neil, and they're both Norwich fans. And that's a trustworthy kind of vibe, isn't it? Anyway, so...
You don't think they'd turn on you one day if it suited their needs?
No, Norwich, nice club, isn't it?
Well, good luck with that. Naive, so, if you ask me.
I was watching the feed into Adrian's inbox and I saw an email trail from Slaughter's Restaurant, right? Basically, it said they're doing fine during lockdown, providing meat to various labs, you know, that are working on a vaccine and that.
Oh, nice.
And it said Ron Craggs had devised a special lockdown menu and as a valued customer, Adrian would receive a box containing the food, which he could eat along with Ron and the waiter in a special, like, Zoom dining room, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
So do you get the situation?
I do. Understood.
So I tuned in on the evening of the meal and this is how it went, Andy.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to our virtual dining room. I'm very pleased to have our award-avoiding chef, Ron Craggs, present.
Oh, fuck, the Ron Craggs. Hello, Ron, hello, mate.
Right, have you got your menu boxes to hand?
Fuck yes, they're on a towel on me carpet.
And can you confirm that both boxes have been heated to 500 degrees for 3 hours to ensure the neutralisation of all seepage, discharges and pus?
Oh, yes, yes, sir, yes, yes.
Right, would you please take the lid off box here and Ron will explain the dish to you. Over to you, Ron.
Fuck off!
No, you fuck off.
Boxer contained a deeply pummeled ox heart stuffed with marinated chicken ass and goat's noses, accompanied by rich coulis of sparrow's ears and horse sick. Oh, fuck. That's got me tits popping and me bollocks dropping. I'm sweating like a pig in labour.
You may now tuck in, sir.
Oh, fuck, I can't. There's no fork in the box. I'll have to go to the kitchen.
Stay where you fucking are and do not insult the chef, Ron Craggs. This dish is designed to be eaten hands-free, like trough slop.
What did he say? He wants cutlery. He can fork off. He'll be saying he wants vegetables next to soft fuck.
Calm down, Ron. Calm down. It was a simple mistake. You may commence dining, sir. Good luck. And remember, nothing good comes from fancy food.
Oh, this is magnificent. Oh, the goat's honkers had a lovely crunch. And the acidity of the horse, it cuts right through like a vinegary sword.
He likes it, Ron.
You fucking should. I spent all night hacking the noses off the goats, and they did not fucking appreciate it, I tell you.
Will you now open box B, please? Ron will explain the dish to you.
Box B contains a stew. All the ingredients were marinated inside my old slaughterhouse wellies for 2 weeks. It's a stew of minced otter bollocks, miscellaneous cubed hoof, mouse chins, Brython flange and koi carp, all bound together with cockerel dicks and doner kebab fat. Oh, fuck, me guts are making noises that should only be heard by devil dogs and sewage operatives. Can I use me hands for this one?
No. So very fucking sorry. You must pour this directly into your mouth space from Box B. Tell him why, Ron.
Box B is made from the underbelly of a fancy poodle. It's stretched, salted, and hardened using goblin piss. And that's a spicy kick the experience off your fucking go, lad. Oh, God, fuck, it's gorgeous. Oh, it's a meaty waterboarding where I'm happy to answer my captor's questions. Yes, it's superb. And yes, Ron Craggs is a genius.
Thank you, sir. Your virtual dining experience is now over. We have our next diner coming online, Mr. Sam Allardyce. Goodbye, sir.
Oh, see you, son. See you, Ron.
Fuck off, you yucky bastard.
So that was virtual dining at Slaughter's, Andy. Did you think that item was a bit like the movie It, you know, where a clown's living in the drains?
Not at all.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Oh, fuck.
Nice try, though.
Oh, fuck.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I got a wad from the lads at Infinity Rocket Plastics.
Why?
It's Nigel Pearson again. He's been reciting famous song lyrics this time. I'll play that for you, shall I?
Please do.
So he's done James Taylor, You Got a Friend. When you're down and troubled and you need someone to fight to brighten up your darkest night, just call out my name. And you know, wherever I've lost it, I'll come running to fight you again. Winter, spring, summer or fall, all you have to do is call. And I'll be there. Yes, I will. And I will win. He's done Arctic Monkeys, Fluorescent Adolescent. Not a song on you, actually. You used to get kicked in your fishnets. Now you only fight in your nightdress. Discarded all the offs for niceness. Landed in a fighting crisis. He's done the Smiths, Panic.
Okay.
Fighting on the streets of London. Fighting on the streets of Birmingham. I wonder to myself, a kickoff may occur in Grasmere, but with my skills, you're not safe here. So you shit out of the Barney in the town. Fight the DJ. Fight the DJ. Fight the DJ, fight the DJ, fight the DJ, fight the DJ. I went Cockney, fight the DJ. Oh, he did Whitney Houston as well.
Oh, God, okay.
If I should stay, fight, I would only be in your way. Oh, fuck, I've lost it. But you know where it was going. But I will always fight you.
I will always fight you, yeah.
And you, my darling, you will always lose. So, I let them down then, really.
Well, you know, you can't. You can only do your best.
Listen up, Andrew. Potentially good news, this.
What's that?
Finally got a wad from Peter.
Oh, finally.
Been a while, Peter Beardsley.
Okay.
All right, Bob. I'm in the spare room, mate, having a look inside the plug for the bedside lamp there, you know. There's not much to see, but the colour's quite striking. There's quite an interesting amount of wear on the flex, you know, where the two gripping screws come into contact with the actual flex. There's a little fuse inside the plug that says 5A on the side, so I imagine this lamp might have once been owned by the bloke who lives down the road, you know, at 5A. So lockdown is getting quite difficult, sir. So I try and let me mind wander back to happier times from the past, like, you know. I like to remember the day I first wet me pants and how warm and comforting it felt against the extremely dry skin of me cobbler's leg. I also like to remember the time I tripped and accidentally broke my fall against Sally Mullen's fronties. I can still feel them now, and the pain from the headbutt that Sally Mullins subsequently delivered. I like to also remember the birth of my son, you know, and the wife declaring,
"Thank the living fuck he looks down like you. If he had, I'd have sold him to the fucking pet shop."
Dog dead. So you're probably wondering how I'm spending my days. Like, well, yesterday was quite unusual. I woke up late, about 5 a.m. in the spare room because of the banging and thumping in the loft. Like, you know, I thought I'm not even going to bother checking it out, you know, because it's the Albanian fella next door acting a daft bugger again, you know. I think he wants us to sell up the house so he can buy it, like, and knock through, you know. Probably use it a safe house, you know, for his Albanian arms dealer mates, like. Well, I'm not going to rise to the bait, Bob, you know, and wife's not bothered because she sleeps through the night like a horse that's eaten 12 Christmas puddings. She'd never sell the house anyway, she wouldn't. She loves it here with me, like, you know. So I crept downstairs and put the telly on really low. I watched this thing on Netflix, like, where a bloke has two husbands and he farts about with tigers and lions and that. He had a good haircut, man, you know. I believe the style is called a bullet. So, then, about 8:30, I crawled quietly into the kitchen and started whisking 12 eggs for the wife's early riser omelette. Like, you know, she likes a cream egg on top, and I do find the foil, like, you know, covering the egg very fiddly, you know. Oh, like, fiddly farty fiddly, you know, to get it off. It is a very thin foil. I quite like thin coverings generally, like, you know, cellophane, varnish, you know, labels, mainly lovely and thin, like. But like me grasp on reality, bit like my grasp on reality, as the wife would say, like, you know. Anyway, 9 o'clock prompt, tap, tap, tippity tap on the wife's bedroom door.
"Come in, you little morning fucking creeper, and you'd better not have your little shorty dressing gown on. I don't want your dry bollock skin sprinkled all over me fucking feature laminate floor."
"No, I've got me tracksuit on, love, so I'll come in, yeah?" Well, I put the omelette on a special raised eating tray, what she bought off the QVCV shopping channel. "Morning, love."
"Fuck off, you dozy half-witted clown, and stop itching your dusty fucking knackers."
Yeah, well, just at that moment, she picked up her phone.
"It's Gregory Porter, the jazz blues singer. You keep your thin moronic mouth shut."
"Okay, love."
"Hello, Gregory. How lovely to hear from you. Yes, it's fucking smashing to hear your voice rather than just reading your numerous fucking texts." "Yes, of course I would like to meet up. That would be very fucking pleasant indeed. Yes, I'm definitely going to leave the itchy bald dial. Yes, I'm very happy to sell up the house and all the contents. Ha 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 ha. Yes, including Dreary Pete. Why, Gregory, you're such a fucking hoot. Yes, speak to you later. Love you, Gregory."
And she looks straight at me like I'm a losing betting slip, like. What was all that about, love? Are you selling the house and moving in with Gregory Porter?
"I am certainly thinking very fucking seriously about that option. but do you think I haven't got other options on the boil as well?
Well, that makes me very sad. I love you very much, but I suppose I have to accept I don't really match up to Gregory Porter, do I? He's the one who wears that face sling, isn't he?
Aye, that's him. And he's got lovely oily bollocks and all.
So when do you want me to leave, love?
That depends on when Gregory wants us to do it, you know. Very soon, I would imagine, like, I've been sending him photos of me fronties and he's hot the fucking trot. Hey, I'll redial and you can speak to him for a date.
So she passes me the phone, like, and it answers. This is QVC service line. We are currently experiencing very heavy traffic and are placing you in a queue. I don't understand, love. It's QVCV, customer service line.
Ha, fucking ha. I got you a beauty there, you gullible little midnight sick bag. Serves you right for leaving bollock flakes all over the fucking house. Now get out of my sight while I tuck into this early riser.
Oh, thank God for that. Thank God you're not leaving for Gregory Porter. I do love you very much. So that was a fun incident, but wasn't it? She's a right card when she wants to be. So I'm just going to finish off like with a few jokes from my old joke book. Like, so I just got a new job as a street cleaner. Not much training required. You just pick things up as you go along. Bloke applied for a job at the circus, like... What can you do? Asked the owner. I can do really good bird impressions. Oh, we've got someone who does that already, says the owner. Oh, well, says the bloke, and he got up and flew out of the tent. I went to my local bookshop, you know, and asked for a book on turtles. Hardback, the assistant asked. Yes, I replied, with very little heads. So that's me jokes, Bob. I best get off now. 1 Peter BC. There's only 1 Peter BC. See you, Bob.
Oh, so that was nice to catch up with him, wasn't it, Andy?
Been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, been a while, yeah.
Quite a surprise about Gregory Porter.
Thank you again. Oh, as always, thank you, Parsnippers, for supporting us.
Thank you for indulging us, yeah.
See you next time. See you, Andy.
Ta-da.